And then we find the enemies from within the American Federation of Musicians who are doing just the opposite. They're doing everything within their power to ruin this organization. By what right? But what reasoning? By what logic do they take it upon themselves to try and break up an institution of this kind, who has never bothered anybody, only trying to do the best thing they could do for the membership that they represent? They love the Taft-Hartley Law. They love the Glenn and Griffin Bill. They got it in their pockets. They carry it next to their heart. They take it to bed. They use it like the employers use it. The employers use it against labor. And the enemies from within use it against the local union and against this international. And when the local officer says, appear before the board, they gladly accept. Before he comes to the board, he stops at the drugstore and gets himself a drugstore lawyer. You know what a drugstore lawyer is? One of them guys that sits around the drugstore waiting for the clerk to turn around so he can steal a bar again. And they laugh their way in the boardroom, and they laugh their way out of the boardroom. I remember the time not long ago when a member got a summons to appear before a board. He didn't sleep for a week. Then it was over. Not anymore. They know that these laws have taken practically the power away from all labor to discipline the membership. And when you can't discipline your membership, those who need disciplining, and we have them, then we're in trouble. It's damn tough to operate a union like this without power of discipline. We're paying $50,000 a year to a trustee to give us back our own money out of the Music Performance Trust Fund because Taft-Hartley said so. We operated that fund out of the president's office with practically no extra expense to this federation or out of the fund. But Taft-Hartley says they had to move, and move they did, which means extra rent, extra help, and 10% of the money out of the fund goes for non-union musicians. You can call them kids if you want to, but they're not union musicians. And the money is going elsewhere, where it should be going in the pockets of the members of this organization. And this is the kind of a law that the enemies from within carry next to their heart. Well, they love any law that has a tendency to break labor unions. And what do you like about Taft-Hartley Law, Mr. Enemy from within? Oh, yes. In the law it says that if a labor leader steals the treasury or any part of the treasury of a local or international, he can now go to jail. Well, we didn't need any new laws to put anybody in jail that stole money. How did the jails get full? And they're loaded. Before the Taft-Hartley, they were loaded. These prisoners didn't go to the warden and say, hey, Mr. Warden, I'm tired of living out here. I want to come to jail. They were tried by some law, found guilty, and sent to jail. Laws everywhere, contradictory on the law. Taft Hartley. If a labor leader steals, he can go to jail. And the membership fell on their face in the labor movement. I can see Taft now. Senator Taft. In the state of Ohio, running for your re-election. Going through the factories in Ohio. One of the great industrial states of our country. And where there's industry, there's labor. And where there's labor, there's unions. And these laboring people who belong to labor unions could easily defend, not defend, but defeat Senator Taft. They not only didn't do that, but they gave him the biggest vote that was ever given to a politician in the state of Ohio. The working men and women, against the wishes of every labor leader in this country, against the wishes of every labor union as such, who were opposed to that. But they liked that. He was an honest man. But they didn't tell the workers that somewhere in the law that the employer can break the unions anytime they want to. And don't you let anybody tell you any different, because they can't. And now those same people, the very same people in the labor movement, want to know what the hell is the matter with the labor leaders. They're not working like they should work. Well, let them keep going out and walking hand in hand with the anti-labor legislators. They won't have to worry about labor leaders. They won't have to worry about their union, because there ain't going to be any. And the time is getting late. They'd better wake up and get away from those guys, those politicians who want to kiss your wife and your kids. They love your family with a knife in their back to cut off labor the first chance they get.
Made labor.
honest, that was also taken care of. And if it took a declaration of war to keep the gangsters out, that was also taken care of. And believe me when I tell you, in no uncertain words, it was taken care of. Anybody tell you that as tough as the gangsters are, that they want to die? They don't want to die no more than you and I want to die. Just make sure when you say you're going to shoot it out that they believe you. To show you how tough it was, to be honest, a Wall Street man came to see me in my New York office. He said, "Mr. Petrillo, we're going in the jukebox business." He was a legitimate businessman. He says, "We're willing to pay $15 million a year to protect our jukeboxes. Once we got them established in a place of business, we don't want to find them out on the street." I says, "My dear friend, we're not in that business." He raised it to 20. I said, "No. 25. Huh? 30. I couldn't believe my ears. Well, it'd take me the rest of my life to count 1 minute. I'm not even going to count 30. I wouldn't even know if he was cheating me.
More respect, more drive.
would give them the opportunity to go out and get the musicians more money. Then and only then would they decide to join. I certainly wouldn't want any more of that kind of thinking around here, do we? The Boston Symphony Orchestra was non-union for 61 years. We organized them in 1943. At one time, every vacancy in every symphony orchestra was imported from Europe. Because it was popular to do so. Society loved nothing better than to entertain the foreign musician. An American boy and a Canadian boy didn't have a chance. And then later on, we got 51% of the musicians from the United States and Canada, and the rest were importations. And later on, as you all well know, the employer must now go before the executive board of the local in whose jurisdiction the importation is to take place. We organized over 200 soloists like Heifetz, Ellman, Horowitz in 1943. When we approached some of them, they said they didn't need us. And when we withdrew, the symphony players, wherever these solos performed, and we further withdrew the piano accompanists, it was then and only then that they found out that the key to the music profession was not the solo artist, but the rank and file of the American Federation of Musicians was, and still is, if you can believe.
They ain't got 1 ounce of patriotism in their entire system.
Sadly enough, some of our members call it as trash, and trash it is. Not realizing that all these birds want to do is to break up this institution so they can pay the musicians any kind of salaries they want to pay them, and no questions asked. We're at war with the enemy from it in, and you make no mistake about it. They are a vicious, well-organized, masters of deceit. They produce hatred and intolerance. And when bad men combine, the good must associate, or we fall one by one. And let's stop kidding ourselves that this battle can be won by just a few. We must learn to share our heartaches and hardships like we now enjoy the benefits. That's what we organized in the first place for, because what we could not do for ourselves as individuals, we can do united. And their propaganda machine is now working overtime. This is the new record. The record now says that the American Federation of Musicians has outlived its usefulness. That is not so. The American Federation of Musicians will never outlive its usefulness. It will achieve its final goals. We know we have many serious problems confronting us. We know we have much unfinished business ahead of us, but by God, we're determined and ready to deal with them. This organization has a long history, if you please, a long history of progress, failures, heartaches, happiness, and joy. We have always been able to solve our problems. We will continue to solve them, and we will continue to forge ahead. And who was fighting this organization? This little organization that turned out to be a giant, if you please, because the membership got mad. During that canned music strike, the President of the United States was fighting us. The Congress of the United States investigated yours truly three different times. And three different times I had to go to Washington to defend the good name of this union and myself. And there were no bums on these committees. President Kennedy was on a committee before he was president. Vice President Nixon was on a committee before he was vice president. Hartley was chairman of the committee, one of the committees, the author, co-partner of the Taft-Hartley Law, and so on down the line. I was indicted three times by the United States government, if you please. I went to the federal courts out three times to defend this organization and myself. We were whitewashed three times. Thanks to the good name of this union, and thanks to Henry Kaiser. Fighting us, as well as the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Office of Civil Defense, the Treasury Department, the National Association of Manufacturers, the National Association of Broadcasters, the press and the public, all justice at one time, if you please. I have over 300 cartoons that were printed about me in the American press and other presses of the world. More cartoons than any person in the United States except the president, if you please. The employers put on a special campaign against me personally, a campaign of vilification that continue. To have as your guide, honest, right, no one can touch us. God Almighty will stand alongside us. That kind of a battle. No union ever went through that kind of a battle. Let us not say now at this late date, and it's getting late. Let's leave this fight with the enemies from within to the officers of this Federation. No. Let's reverse that right now, right here and now. Beat these bombs.